Hey there, Ariana here.
Jamal is here as well.
And you are listening to Classes in Session.
And today, class, is going to be one of the toughest subjects that we can cover. And it is old communication.
Communication.
What they say, communication is key. That is that is the most cliche but most true. Look, the older I get, the more I realize like some of the old lamest quotes, like or some of the truest quotes. Like what they used to tell us about watch your friends and all that. You thought, psh, you ain't talking about that old person. What you talking about? Man, please, your friend can have you in all type of bull junk that you don't co-sign.
That's what you call wisdom.
That's right. But
them old heads are wise.
Yeah.
They've seen it before.
Right. A million times though. I remember dude used to tell me, I done been 39 before. What did he tell me? He was 39. I done been 20 before. You ain't never been 39. I never understood. I mean, I understood what he was saying. And even though I felt like even though I'm 20, you know, you ain't the...
You been your 20, but you ain't been my 20.
I just think you ain't the sharpest knife in the butt now.
Oh, God.
Like, I know wisdom and smartness doesn't really have anything to do with each other, but hey, I'm just saying what I'm saying.
It does.
Yeah, it do, but you don't have to be that smart to be wise. Like you said, you could have lived it. So, but back to today's subject, which is communication. I'm just thinking about it right now, just thinking back on my life and when I was able to effectively do it. I just realized, like, a couple weeks ago, that I really can do it.
Accomplishments.
I'm talking about, like, talking with my words, not with my hands. I'm talking about...
But that's a part of it, too.
What's that?
You said talking with your hands?
I said my words.
You said talking with your words, not with your hands.
Yeah, with my hands was bad for me. I was laying hands. What did okay, say? Laying
I'm
hands
not
and
saying
feet on me.
Laying hands.
That's
I
what
mean
I'm saying.
Using your hand, what is it called? Gestures.
No. No.
I'm not talking about abuse.
Man, we talking about what I was talking about.
Dang. There we go. We're getting our communication on the same page.
We getting there. We getting there. But yeah, I just, the reason why I want to really cover this because I really just see, okay, Jamal, you can really do it. Like,
and you can influence others to do it as well.
I try my best. I try my best.
Okay, we started out, communication is a tough subject.
Right.
What makes it tough? Or give me the parts of communication that need to be there for it to be effective.
Being genuine is a big part.
Okay.
To me. Like, of course the words are what needs to be said and heard. But if you're going in and then you're not genuine, then your words can have a negative effect and make the old me want to put hands and feet on you.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, though. No, that's what they say now, man. Put hands and feet on you. So, yes, you have to be genuine. You have to come in this conversation willing to listen. You don't come in and use the other person as a punching bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you come in with a clear mind, like a clear head, and you just want to get things off your chest, but you also want to listen to the other person because, hey, they have things on their chest as well. A lot of time I have seen where there have been differences when I'm like the mediator. Like, I'm just listening to both sides. Both sides does not take into consideration the other side. Like, it's like, this is how I feel. This is how I feel. And I'm sitting in the middle. Other side, this is how I feel. This is how it made me feel. And I'm like, dang, they don't think about how the other one feels.
That's not communicate.
Right. And then another part of that is the assuming factor. Mm-hmm. I listen to, they know this and that. And I'm like, you don't even know that they know this or not unless you speak with them. But we, as the black community, we don't speak. We just assume. And 9 times out of 10, guys, we assume way worse than what it is. Like, if you talk it out, even if it is as bad as you're assuming, when you talk to that person, I promise you the bad stuff that you were thinking are not going to come out their mouth, even if they feel that way. Because there's something comforting about talking and the way you talk that I can't be ugly to this person. But the only reason why I was being ugly to him anyway is because of I thought their action was so ugly towards me. But now I'm saying, oh, they're genuine and speaking with me. I can't even make myself be ugly towards them. So it's just deep. The communication part is deep.
I want to take it back. When you said this person is saying this, that person is saying that, and they're just like going back and forth before you went into assuming. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's one of the key parts of communication. Like, sure, you have to be, you have to be willing to share your message. But unless someone is actually receiving your message, you're just talking. You're not even communicating. So in order to communicate, you have to be communicating with someone that's actually willing to receive the message. Because if not, then, I mean, you're just wasting your time.
You're 100% correct. Wasting all your wisdom. Hey, didn't we take communication class in college?
Didn't we have to?
We did. No, we didn't have to. We took it. I didn't learn. No, I just thought about it.
You better say you ain't learned nothing.
I learned that nonverbal is more. Was it more important than verbal? I think so. Overall, communicate. But the way that we're talking about communicating today, of course, is verbal. But overall, yeah, nonverbal is more. And I remember just as a kid, just growing up, like when you ask someone grown to ask your parent, why this or why that? Boy, don't question me, I'm grown. Like, I just feel like, me personally feel like the older generation did a horrible job at communicating and they passed it down on us. That's why it was so hard for us to be able to effectively communicate growing up. It was like, we didn't see it per se where I'm from. I didn't see it a lot. I'm not going to say I didn't see it. I didn't see it at all. I didn't see two grown people like sitting there talking like two grown people without talking like two maniacs. And even I remember a story when I first went to college. I first got to Alabama. And I saw these two dudes fussing on the court. And they were yelling at the top of their lungs. And they got in each other's face literally an inch away from each other. Where I'm from, how I was raised, I just knew, okay, they done fought. Ain't even they about to fight. They done fought. So they yelled at each other's face for 30 seconds to a minute, and they didn't fight. And I was like, what? What they do that at? I'm not even saying that's effectively communicate, but I'm saying where I come from, hands and feet.
So maybe I thought about something. Maybe that was their way of communicating in that moment. Like, in that space.
Yeah.
So, like, you're looking at it and you're like, okay, I cannot see myself sitting here hollering at somebody like this.
And you better not holler at me.
But at the same time, those two individuals, maybe they knew each other, maybe they didn't. But that's how they were able to release their, I don't know, aggression.
I feel like those two individuals came from a better background of seeing people communicate. Even though they were communicating poorly, it wasn't as poor as I know.
So how did it end?
You know, dapped up and all, like, not in that argument, but after the game. You know, where I'm from, I'd whoop you. I would still play the game. You'd have to dap me up on some respect stuff. But it ended, it was no bad blood. And I saw this a million times. Like, freshman year, I'm to my culture shock. I'm like, what is this?
So maybe it's more of an understanding than anything. Because
they
both understand that, hey, it's the heat of the moment. Both of us got this on our chest. But at the end of the day, which was, like, at the end of the game, we're still going to come here and play each other because we respect each other's game and we enjoy playing the game together.
And it was
even though we have a difference.
And it was an understanding that neither was a threat. That was the thing, too. Okay. I know you ain't gonna hit me. I know you know I ain't gonna hit you. Shh.
We just need to holler at each other right. To get this off our chest.
I don't trust nobody that close to me. I don't care if you, man. Don't get that close. I'm talking about your face. And so, yeah, that just crossed my head. But yeah, I really just think it's like a generation of curse when it comes to that because we just didn't see our parents using their words and stuff. So, I had to learn basically everything the hard way. I had to learn on my own. I had to go back and just analyze stuff, because at the end of the day, I really feel like I didn't get it until probably 2-3 years ago. Like, that's when I started really rationalizing things. Like, Jamal, you got too much to lose. Like, growing up, I didn't feel like I had anything to lose. So that changed the way you would communicate as well. Like, people that's not happy with themselves normally is going to be, they're either not going to communicate, or it's going to be like something loud or argument, because it's like they're upset with themselves. So they're really hollering at themselves, but they're talking to you. But that's kind of like you saying, that person that's not listening, that's not effective communication. So, So yeah, it goes deep, but I just feel like we have to start just talking it out more, like hearing the other side more, like just being open-minded. Like, people are different. Like, everyone will have their disagreements, but it's all about just agreeing to disagree. Like, I respect you for your opinion. Here go mine. This is where I'm coming from. Instead of you being judgmental of where I'm coming to, this is how I arrived there. You're like, oh, shoot, I can see how they got there. But in your head the whole time before y'all talked about it, you thinking, that's so crazy they even think like that. You know what I'm saying? But then when they give you this how I got there, you like, oh, I never looked at it like that. But I can see how, you know, that can easily.
I just thought about a couple of things.
Okay.
And this, I'm not saying this is the way I think at all. When you're saying this about having to, like, being able to think rationally and, you know, make sure there's an understanding. Like, before you even get to that point, how do you ensure the person that you're talking to is willing to communicate with you before you even take it to that level of, like, I guess, like, if it's not worth it, wasting your time. So how do you make sure that person is actually willing to communicate with you in the first place?
There is an art to communicating as well, like disarming people with words.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought back, that is where I first learned how to effectively communicate, is when I started working at Verizon. Like, customer would come in, you know, very upset, irate, and they taught us, like, there's words that you can unarm them with. And this is the same way, just when you go to someone on a respect level, like, hey, I respect you, you know, just offering your respect first, and then that's the way that you can disarm them. And then when you first go into it and you exchange words, you can see if they're on that level or not. If not, then hey, keep it moving. So, But there is a way to disarm people with words, like your tone, your word choice. Word choice is most important. But there's ways to be petty and there's ways to be grown. It's all about the word choice, I would say. So this is how I feel. I feel like women are better at communicating than men. Overall, I just feel like women are better than men.
Why?
I don't know if it's because y'all mature faster, because y'all have to use y'all words more. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm just all the way back to nature, animals and all that. Like, the men are just, they trying to hit. They trying to fight, and that's the way of communicating. And that's kind of how it is, like the gladiator. Like, we're gladiators. Like, in our head, we're really gladiators. So we don't think we have to talk. So that's why one of the most scariest messages, or one of the most scariest things you can receive, is we need to talk. Oh, man. You should have just went ahead and started talking about what you want to talk about before you say we need to talk.
That's crazy.
But that's how y'all women has always been. Talkers, like, they want to talk it out in the relationship, and what the men do, run. So I just feel like naturally women are way better communicators, unless it's with another woman. It's all that petty stuff, that them codes and all, I don't know what be going on, them codes that I ain't never picked up on. I don't know, women, y'all something serious, I tell you that.
I mean, I could agree with you in a way, but I think men communicate better.
How? I know how. Cause you be thinking, cause most men, we have an understanding. Like, we ain't gotta talk. We just be like, oh, we good. And it'd be good. You down?
Not even that. Even when you may have a disagreement in something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like women could be more hot headed. in situations.
What other women?
And huh?
What other women?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, from personal experience, I could be hot-headed with anybody if I don't agree with it.
So you're a poor communicator. You're hot-headed.
Man, woman, or otherwise.
You're a hothead. That's what I'm hearing today, people.
So I switched gears and said personal experience. But if you want to call me that, okay.
You just called you that.
No, I switched gears. I said, okay, from a personal experience. Okay. And I was about to go into that. You want to call me hot-headed because that's what I left off on when I was trying to pull it out of you.
Pull what out of me? Go ahead and get the pulling in, hothead.
I'm not going to respond to that. I think that's the best form of communication.
Come on. With
no, it. I'm saying like if a guy is, if a guy like doesn't understand something or like if a guy needs an understanding, I feel like women are quicker to assume and everything go left.
So,
but men are more, I don't know, they want to seek out things. So I guess that makes it better.
No. From my experiences, man, the men number one, I don't know, man. Men don't be trying to get no understanding.
I'm not talking about, it sounds like you're talking about just relationships.
No,
I'm
no,
not
I'm
talking
not talking
about
relationship at all. I'm talking about, I don't know if it's just my personality or something that make them, I don't know, men be scared.
Scared away.
Who knows? I ain't never been one of those men. Men be scared, man.
So why do you feel like that?
From my experiences. Like, if let's say somebody got a problem, somebody do, or they don't know which way I was meaning something, they ain't never just came to me like, bro, I thought, you know, you and they ain't never came to me. They always went to somebody else or something. I hear about it. You know what I'm saying?
Who do you hear about it from?
The mediator. Not the mediator, because I go straight to the source because...
No, I'm saying, is it a male or a female that comes back and tells you how a certain person feels?
It's a male.
Okay.
That's beside the point, though. You don't get what I'm saying. If a male...
You're talking about... Okay, we're talking about two
what
completely
about
different
then?
Things.
Come on then, communicate
it now.
Like,
it sounds like you're talking about somebody who is intimidated by you. And that could be a male or a female. I'm talking about men in general. When you need an understanding about something, or when you don't know how to do something, it's either it's not going to get done, or you're going to seek it out. Am I right or am I right?
Let's go right for 300. So women don't seek that out?
So I feel like with a woman is, oh, I got it. Or, oh, I, like, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I mean, okay. And then the part that is like,
I guess I do.
The part that's like, okay, it's... I don't understand it, or I can't explain it, because it's amazing to me how some people, men and women, respond to certain things. Like, if I don't understand something, before I ask somebody about it, I'm going to research. That's just me. Like, I'd rather not talk to nobody about it. And that's not me not knowing how to communicate. It's just that I could do it on my own. And I feel like most women are like that. Like, I would rather handle it than be forced to communicate with somebody and look like I don't know how to handle my business.
Man, it's just because women are the ultimate competitors. And I think it comes from, I'm not even going to say that because that may not even be true. But.
And then that could also backfire because, like, some people or some women, like, sure, I'll try to figure it out, but I'm not about to just shut down and not come to an understanding. I will
reach out.
Like, reach out and, you know, what do you call it? Like, I will reach out and...
Socialize.
No, I don't. You throwing me off. Never mind.
Well, you the one who threw off first.
But I'll give someone their props if I know that they know what they're doing or they know what they're talking about.
See, that's what I was going to say. I think a lot of it is the competitiveness and the insecurity. That's what I was going
to
say when I said
And that's why I was about to say it can go left. Because for the people that don't know how to say, okay, you know, you got it going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I support you. Or if somebody I know having this same problem, I know I can point them in your direction. Some people not going, like some women won't promote other women just mm-hmm. because of their insecurities. Mm-hmm. So it's like with me, I'd rather stay to myself than try to tell somebody what I could do. Like, sure, if you ask me, I'm more than willing, but I ain't about to just step out on no limb because, like, I know how people are and people are shady. So it's like, I ain't about to put myself in a position for you to, like, try to knock me down later.
Some women act offended if you do that, or she thinks she know everything, you know. I don't know. Women are weird, but that's another subject for another day.
Anything else? Women are weird, 101.
Wow. Or should I say wow? But that's another subject for another day. Anything else you want to hit on or speak about the communication?
I just want to say don't be afraid to open up and communicate. I promise it won't kill you. If you're willing and able to communicate, I guarantee you that whatever the situation is, it will go 90% better.
Won't stress as much.
Because like there's been times when I'm like, I don't know, down to the wire.
What that mean?
Just like I'm just all over the place. Don't know what to do.
Okay.
Like where to go. Mm-hmm. Yada yada yada. And my mind is racing. And if I could just like step back and say, okay, I can use these resources and figure this thing out, I bet my situation would go much better.
I feel like just be slow to anger, quick to thinking, and that's the key to communicate. You got to be slow to anger first, especially if you're trying to communicate on the spot. So that's what I think. Just slow to anger. Replace irrational thoughts with rational thoughts. I don't know where these irrational thoughts come from. I don't know if it come from Massa or what. But we got to get rid of the irrational thoughts.
Oh,
like, Massa. Most all the bad stuff that's in our bones come from Massa. Shoot. Can't tell me no different. But, yeah. I wonder your wife will go Massa. My bad. I mean, it happened. It did happen.
It's real life.
Right. Ain't like I'm just speaking about something that didn't happen. And I mean, we're still traumatized from it. Like, we're just trying to elevate and get out the rut. Like, Miss Gamma, you say, get out that rut. We're just trying to get out the rut and elevate. Like, I know we can, but it's all about training our mind first. And with that said, class dismissed.
Peace.